Do you ever wonder how to choose the school type for your child? Today's guest discusses what sparked her knowing that Montessori was the right choice for her children. And it may surprise you. She also talks about how our inner child can keep us stuck from following what we know to be true for our children. In these cases, we may need to reparent ourselves. Her German accent is beautiful, and you will be entranced while you learn about Montessori, inner child work, and how these things showed her how she can reparent herself. She says, "Your emotions are the messengers that give you the information you need to make the decisions you are faced with."
Does your child have a speech-language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life and you know the frustration is a communication struggle? Does your child see a speech therapist and you wonder, what do they do and how can I help? If these or similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech-language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language, or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned, because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands. And that is the language of play. Welcome back. It's nice to be here with you again today. Thank you so much for those of you that attended the webinar this past week. It was a joy to teach and serve you and to meet some of you. So if you missed it and would like to connect with me and join the conversation, you can email me at hello@thelanguageofplay.com. Let's get into this next episode with Katia Lani. Today I have Katia Lani here with me. She has a beautiful German accent, and listeners, you know how much I really enjoy accents just because this is the language of play, and we talk about all things language and language development and connection, communication. Katia is here today to talk with us as a parent of 3 kids and as a Montessori educator. She is an embodiment and empowerment coach, and she can tell us more about that. Katia, thank you so much for being here with us.
Yeah, hello everyone. And I'm so happy we are having this conversation together today. And as you're telling about me already, I am a parent of 3 kids. And I also worked as a Montessori educator for more than a decade. So I had lots of interactions with parents. However, as an energy healer that I am focusing my work on today, another word has become even more important to me than the parenting, and it's the reparenting. Because as an energy healer, what I emphasize most is the inner child of the people I work with, and to use the higher self in you to reach out to that wounded inner child within and to foster that relationship in people. And it's funny because when I was working as a Montessori teacher, I often came across parents who said, "I can't handle my kid. I'm totally at a loss. My kid is throwing these tantrums and I don't know what to do." And I always felt it's really not the child that is the issue here, but it's the inner child within the parent that is crying out for help.
Those are three topics. I think we should talk about all those today, and I want to tease them apart because those are three very important topics. Let's start at the beginning and let's talk about how did you get into Montessori education and did your three children attend with you? Tell me a little bit about that first to get us oriented to you and where you're coming from.
Yeah, my interest for Montessori developed when I was pregnant with my first child. So I was asking that question right away, what education do I want for my children? And I did some research and it became clear very quickly, oh, that has to be Montessori. That resonates so much for me. And then when I had my firstborn be at an age to leave his first Montessori school, I had this meeting with the head of school and she was checking in with me, Katya, how are you feeling? And I was saying, you know what? I'm actually heartbroken to have to leave this beautiful environment here. And she said, well, you don't have to because I want you in my staff. And that's how I transitioned from being a Montessori parent to becoming a Montessori teacher.
I love it. You entered the Montessori teaching because you loved it as a parent, and you must have been then volunteering as a parent.
Is that
okay?
Yeah.
How would you explain Montessori to be different from regular public education?
The main difference that always jumped out for me was that Montessori education is not emphasizing the academics first and foremost, but there is this emphasis on the spiritual foundation from which the academics then gets addressed. But the first emphasis, the first priority is the spiritual perspective. And that's what resonated with me most.
Is that then what brought you into doing inner child work?
Yeah.
So let's jump to the third topic and talk a little bit about that inner child work.
In a way, it happened like that, that at some point I felt I could do without teaching numbers and language to children. I would like to do the spiritual stuff 100% of the time. Yeah, it is also this recognition that what is most important really is to turn the focus from the external to the within space and to be very curious about one's inner life.
Very good. And that is one of the very foundational words that I use here when we're going to use the language of play. We're talking about what is play and play being so broad, and curiosity is one of the main foundational words that we communicate in, you know, like with the spirit of curiosity. And then we talk about it from also talking to ourselves, talking to our kids, and how we interpret. I like this idea of the reparenting. And I know that your third topic of inner child and reaching out is woven so much with the concept of reparenting. Go ahead and talk about your experience with those Montessori parents and how the reparenting process would work. How would you identify somebody that needs some reparenting? How do you say it to them so that it sounds nice? Because of course, we don't want to sound blamey or anything because we all know we're all doing the best we can.
When I heard you speak right now, Dina Lynn, what stood out for me was the phrase, how people speak to themselves. That is definitely a big keyword for me doing reparenting work and energy healing work with people, because my main client is somebody who is in this pattern of self-sabotage and has this inner critic that makes their life a living hell. And they are talking to themselves so harshly that really sucks the joy of life right out of them. And it's really becoming aware of, first of all, this really is true for me. I have that cruel self-critical voice, and then learning how to soften that language so it becomes more gentle and kinder.
Yeah, it's so important, and it's not typical. The first voices that we have in us towards our own selves seem to be the most negative. When you start teaching this concept of reparenting, do you actually use that word with the parents in the Montessori?
I wouldn't say that currently I'm working first and foremost with Montessori parents. It's more with people who have this issue with self-sabotage, people-pleasing, codependency, and those are the main keywords.
You are doing your business, which is the coaching practice. Yeah, now. Okay. How old are your children now?
My own kids are 21, 19, and 17.
Getting to the end of that main parenting time.
Yeah, I have one still living with us at home and the two older ones off to college.
Okay. That's a very different part of the parenting journey. Still very important. You're still very needed, but it is a really different part, isn't it?
It is, yeah.
Mm-hmm. If you were to tell parents that are listening today one strategy of this concept of reparenting, because frankly, we all need to reparent something because none of us had perfect parents and we're not perfect people. So all of us need to talk to that inner voice and change things around if we want to grow. What would be one thing that you would lead your parents down or the listeners down if you were to talk with them now?
Yeah. If I were to give some tips to the audience that they could apply right away in their everyday life, I would first of all point out how important it is to use breath consciously, because in our everyday lives, it happens so that we are not really aware of our breathing. But when there is some part within you that is totally freaking out, then it's a great tool to breathe with attention to calm down this freaked out part in just 10 breaths, right? Another thing that I would say is people that I work with often feel it's super hard for them to make decisions without immediately second guessing themselves. So for those people, I would say it's really helpful to make this shift from being in your mind exclusively to dropping down into your heart and womb wisdom, because in that space, the second guessing just isn't a challenge at all. And then oftentimes the people that I work with express to me that they are somehow trapped or stuck. And to get a handle on that, it's really important to commit to moving again, because oftentimes those people are sitting in front of their computer screens all day long, and then they're wondering why they are so stuck. But if they commit to getting up from beyond the screen and start moving their bodies more, they will notice how that also helps with the stuckness that they are feeling.
So like the stuckness in their body will loosen up the stuckness in their mind if they get up and move?
That is definitely a benefit of getting the body to move again, that those stuck situations they find themselves in get resolved as well.
What a simple way to change your life from your thinking patterns. That's fabulous. All right.
Yeah. And another thing that I wanted to express while we are talking is how I resonated with this title, The Language of Play, so much when I heard it the first time. Because another thing that is true about that typical person that I'm working with is that they are taking themselves and life too serious. And it's really so helpful when they get out of that seriousness by committing to embracing more playfulness again. And for that, it's definitely helpful to be around little children because they are role modeling that for you 24/7.
You're right. You're right. The kids do naturally and always stay in that mindset of discovery, of experiment, of exploration, of curiosity. And so they are always there. Mm-hmm. And yeah, and it's a good place for us to get back to. Yeah. Obviously, I think it too. I'm glad that you like this. This is really, really good information. So if parents wanted to get a hold of you, how would they do it?
I am pretty active on Facebook, so that would definitely be a good way to contact me on Facebook Messenger or via email. It's very easy as well.
All right. I will have those links in the show notes for our listeners. And I want to recap a little bit. So you've got this Montessori background. And so do you ever talk about Montessori broadly? One of the things that comes up a lot with the parents that I work with is, what school do I go to? How do I pick an alternate education or a traditional education? What is it that I would do? How would you answer that parent giving a nice explanation of Montessori when a parent doesn't really know why they would pick one over the other?
Yeah.
Maybe they're not looking for that spiritual piece that you were looking for, but rather they're just looking in general.
I would combine my expertise as a Montessorian with my expertise as an energy healer and answer the question like this. Go to a school that has sparked your interest and look for how it makes you feel and really listen to what your intuition is telling you. Is that the right choice for me or not?
And when a parent hears that and they think, I can't tell what my intuition is saying, what would you say to them?
Your intuition speaks to you all the time. It's getting tricky only when we use our mind to override that first hunch that we are getting. It's so much more rewarding if we allow ourselves to listen to that first answer without talking ourselves out of it.
Yeah, we do that, don't we? And I bet you do it far less than you ever did before because you're in this field.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been learning a lot about that and how to stop that. Yeah. Well, that's fantastic. Is there any other tips that you would like to leave with our parents before we end this call?
I would say that it's really great if you get into a place where you can take anything that is happening as an opportunity to feel. I have become a huge advocate for feeling, for connecting with that felt sense within. And this is really where the magic lies. And use anything in your life as that opportunity to feel, because that's why we came to Earth, to feel what's going on in our bodies.
All right. So yeah, to feel what is going on in those hunches, those gut feelings, those senses
the felt sense is what you're saying, of the choice that you're to make.
Yeah. And your emotions are messengers that when you understand and decode them, give you the information you need to make that choice that you're faced with.
Beautifully said.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Your information are the messengers that help you decode the what they, finish that again.
I was saying the emotions that come up for you, those are your messengers that give you the information you need to make the decision you are faced with.
Very good. Thank you. I'm so glad that you were here today on The Language of Play, Katya.
Yeah.
And thank you for pouring into the listeners. I know that they will benefit tremendously from your inspiration.
Thank you.
Hey, parents. I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children? I would really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. I read every review and it lights me up to know that this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community, where you'll meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow too. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the strollers and go look around outdoors and see what we have to talk about.